Convince yourself. Okay, convince yourself. How many of you know today is Casual Sunday? And you're supposed to come in your jean, your hood, your baggy, and whatever. If you are wearing suit and tie, we confiscate it. If you are wearing native, you pay a penalty. Amen. That's last Sunday of the month. It's just a tie. It's not about, there's nothing spiritual about it. It's just a tie. No, there is beauty in uniformity, right? So next week is Thanksgiving service. And I'm excited that it will be at our new venue. That's awesome. So Thanksgiving service, first Sunday of the month, is always native day. Get your native, stash it, then restash it, then double stash it. Now iron it. So when you put on the agbada can no longer bend. It is now fixed. So come on Sunday, let's rejoice together. So we've been on the series Territory Takers. And we have been talking about how to take territories. Very, very insightful session on taking territories. I shared with you three virtues necessary if you are going to take a territory. What does it mean to take territory? To dominate the area. To be in charge. To be in charge. To be the one that is influencing things, not the one that is being influenced by things. Can you say amen? And that's what the Lord wants you to be. But let me tell you this. If you do not first see yourself become a thing, what you will become is nothing. Those of you in the world, hope you are getting me. We hope you are here. I say it again. If you don't first see yourself become a thing, you will end up becoming nothing. Amen. You will end up becoming nothing. So, you have to first see yourself become something. Something good. There is difference between There's difference between people being moved by greediness. You know, some people want more just for greediness, just because they want to show off. They want more for greedy reasons. There is difference between those that want more out of greediness and those that want more out of understanding, revelation, and conviction. Let me use money as a case study. Some people want more money right now, so that they can feel among, you know, we are the big boys. We are the one in charge. We are the one running things. So when I move, everybody bow and they get out of the way. So that they can rent house in the most expensive part of the city. That is not bad. But why do you want to rent house there? So that you can, you know, show to people that you are not in their class, you are bigger than them. But someone actually need more money because is trying to expand his venture to produce more services, to employ more people. Someone right now needs more money because she is trying to give to the things of God. I want to give 1 million and I need more money so I can keep up with my promise to God. You see, they both want more. Am I correct? But the motivation is not the same. Is that right? So there is difference between someone that wants more just because of mere greediness and ungodly desires and someone that wants more out of understanding, conviction, and revelation. Revelation in the sense that you know it is your right to have more than what you have right now. Or you don't know? If you have 10 million right now, it is your right to have 100 million. Say how? Because God promised you to bless you into overflow. He said, these blessings will meet you and overflow. And let me tell you, the more you have, if you're a responsible person, the more you have, the more you will see the need to have more. Are you following me? Have you ever tasted success in your academics and you desire that, they pasted 10 results, add 8 A's, 2 B's, 4.75 GPA, next semester, let me just have 8 C's, 2 A's. Let's do 3.5. Let's see alpha. Is there anyone who thinks like that? When you see that you were able to get 4.75, you think that, next semester, if I can just enter 4.6, I'm already in first class level. Tomorrow level, if I can just do another 4.7. You start, the moment you see one good success, instantly, your mind wants more. Success is good, though. Don't be a failure. And last time I checked, if any man be in Christ, is a new creation, not a failure, right? Say, I'm a success. So, if you are thinking right now, Pastor, if I have 15 million right now, that's all. It's a lie. When you see that 15 million, you will see the need to add another zero to become 150. For some of you, look at the figures you are controlling right now. 5 years ago, I bet with you that you were desiring what you are doing right now. And you feel like that would be enough. Bro, don't say, hope you are here. Okay, fine. Now that you are controlling what you desired 5 years ago, are you okay? Do you want more?
Yes, sir.
Do you need more?
Yes, sir.
That's it. The world is yours. What? So that's what I mean by revelation. Those that desire more, imagine that every one of you here now, imagine that 100 people choose to partner with evangelistic work in church with just 1 million. We now carry just 50 million out of the 100 million. We now pump it into evangelism in this small city. We now get coastal buses like 20. We're going to start parking people. Do you know there are many people in this city that don't go to church? Many. Go to the interior part. You will see guys playing football right now on feed. When we first started in this city, we started with discipleship. When we were trying to start full church, it was war. I would go out on Sunday morning. Because you have to go and win souls now. You don't go and steal people on the tree. I would go out in the morning to go and evangelize. See feet. Boys will be playing football. You'll be hearing some people singing in their church, playing drums. They will be on their feet, playing football and dancing. Then when you meet them, you want to talk to them. They will tell you that you hold on. They are going to 3 rounds. So this is first round. So they will ask you to hold on. So when first set is done, you know, set now, once they defeat you, move out. You wait for another turn. So you quickly talk to the set that has been knocked out. Then while you are doing that, those sets are not concentrated because they are praying for the person that beats them to also be beaten so that they can go back and revenge. Like, that's the start. So me too, I will now decide to sit on the feed. We do service there. Okay, why should I be inside church when there's no woman be? You go to where the people are. Go to the street. But I can't leave church now and go to the streets because there are people in church. After service, we can now go back to the street together. I'm telling you that there are more souls wasting away. Imagine that we have that. Just picture it. 20 people, they come down. Or we decide to go and rent like 20 buses. And then we bring people down to church. After the service, we ask, what do you do? I don't have anything I'm doing. So how do you live? Rugged life, street life. Okay. What can you do? Nothing. We take you to where you'll be trained. We pay for your training. Go and learn handcraft. Learn how to wed. Go and learn weddering. Go and learn furniture. Okay, you want to go to technical school? How much? 100,000. We pay for it. Go there. And report back to us every Saturday. What is your issue? I wish to go to school. Nobody to sponsor me. We pay for your school fees. Go back to school. If we do that every weekend, do you think that the venue I just showed you now will continue us after 2 months? I am telling you, anything that is making you think you should not have more is satanic, it is demonic. Because poverty is a temptation. Lack is a temptation on its own. And he said, lead us not into temptation. When people lack, they steal. They do rishwa. During the MOS, I shared a very heartfelt story of a young lady that I met in 2011. She's an American. There were two. One in the Philippines, one in the US. And we were... So, I got to understand the situation of her life. Let me tell you a sad story. This young, she was still young then. She was a teenager. Maybe 16, 17, or just between like max, 17 and 20 max. So what happened was that she's been through a lot and she needed help. So she had to confide in me and open up some of the problems of her life. And she was in tears. And then she explained to me one of the incidents that scattered the journey of her life. She said that she grew up in a home where the father is not responsible. Amen. So the mom could not do beyond her ability. So everybody, you have to hit the street and sort yourself. You know, those kind of ghetto life. And so this young lady, she was preparing for exams. She needed to pay her tuition. How much was it? Just $100. Nobody to help her. Nobody to give her money. She checked. She just went knocking the doors of their neighbors. Nobody was ready to assist her. And then there was a guy in the neighborhood. So she also went to the guy. And the guy said, I will give you $100, but I must sleep with you. Deal. And she said, no. And walked away. The guy is a young guy. But if you are 30 and you are trying to extort someone that is 17 like that, you know the age gap is much, right? It doesn't make any sense. So she continued her search. She found nothing. And she went back to the guy with tears. And the guy slept with her and gave her the $100 for you. But she said, after that, she wrote the exam, but she could not continue her school because she felt disappointed in herself with how she raised the money. And then she asked herself, is this all I will need? I will always need more. So is this how I'll be going back to go and be sleeping with the guy to be giving me money? And so the condemnation, the confusion made her to quit school. But she still had needs in her life. And she had seen a way that gave her $100. So she hit the street from one man to another man to another man to another man. You see? What led her into that temptation? Poverty. I said that anything that makes you feel it's okay to be small, it is demonic. It's satanic. That's revelation. You have to understand that it is the desire of God for you to have more and to give much more. It is the desire of God. So there is difference between someone who wants more just to show off and someone who wants more out of revelation, understanding, and conviction. You know what you want to do with your much more. Praise the Lord. Is that clear to everybody now? So don't say, I'm young. This is the best time to do big things. And the Bible says I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Now, I want to upgrade your mind to function at higher level. You catch what I'm saying? I want to upgrade your mind this morning to start functioning. You may be a student. Stop thinking like a student. That is why the person that is pastoring you is not a student. I'm giving you the mentality of global citizens. How you should think. Because when Jesus resurrected, he said, go ye to all nations. It means all sectors. Take over everywhere. So if you're in the medical field, that's your sector. If you're in the academic field, finance field, IT, wherever you find yourself, in the media sector, you are to dominate. You're in the fashion industry, you are to dominate and take over. You get what I'm saying? You are to take over. So that you can have influence to bring in policies that will align with the will of God. So that godly men can bring in things that will fulfill the will of God. Thank you, Jesus. So as somebody will not wake up tomorrow and say that it's Ramadan. They want to use your street for prayer. You did not talk. 2 weeks later, he said, we have crusade. We need to also use the same space. He said, no, noise pollution. And I'm not making it up. It's already happening. It's already happening. Churches have been shut down in the U.S. because they said, oh, you can't preach here, you can't pray here. The same road, the same main road. Muslims are there in hundreds. They are observing Ramadan prayer. Say, no, 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 don't touch them. It is called inclusivity. You know, you have their minority. Really? But when it was time for Christians to pray, beside the road, not even blocking the highway, you say, no, you cannot stand it. It is against our city code. But when some people want, because those in charge are ungodly men, Those in charge are ungodly men. And I'm saying these things now because I want you to change how you think. God wants you to be big. Not to intimidate people or bully people, no. But to be able to use your influence for godly principles, for godly things. Look at when I was teaching you on cultural warfare, part 3, and we talked about politics. Look at what I showed you that was happening in Canada, right? And how they were about to bring in a law that would make you go to jail for reading Bible verse. But imagine that we do not have godly men who are real children of God in that same parliament, who we stood there and said, no, this thing will not pass. What do you think will happen? You will just be reading and you will be done with service. As pastor is coming out, they will put handcuffs in your hands. Say, why? Say, you hate speech. What? I just read my Bible. Say, no, what you just read is hate speech. Why is it hate speech? Because some people don't agree with it. What's my business? You don't agree that Jesus is Lord. If you don't believe that Jesus is Lord, you can go to hell now. We won't kill you. But we owe you the responsibility to let you know that hell is real. So if you want to go to hell, that's deduction. Bye-bye. We are not like those that move around killing people because they refuse to accept their religion. But let me tell you, anywhere you find yourself, they think it.
They die.
They think it.
They die.
You are kept. But see, there is a silent revolution that must start. And that silent revolution is that you must begin to think big to take over. So that you can have influence that will shake the moves of Satan around you. Is that clear now? So stop saying, I'm young. That's the best time to start. Stop saying, I have nobody. It's okay. You have somebody greater than everybody. It's called the Holy Ghost. Just understand him the more. And if you listen to what I'm teaching, you will understand him the more. So I want you to step back to your working place tomorrow and see yourself in charge. Walk back into that campus, that hostel. Walk back into your estate, into your neighborhood. Walk back into, go back to your business zone and see yourself big and in charge. Is that clear to you, everybody? So let's upgrade. Say, let's upgrade.
Let's upgrade.
Good. Let us remove a mental blockage. You know what I call a mental blockage? Put it in your notes. What I call a mental blockage is that imagination, that perception, that you cannot, that imaginary boundary, that you can't see yourself go beyond. Because you sell chin-chin now, you can't just see how you will sell 1 million naira worth of chin-chin every month. I don't have capital. The people around me are not many. You just cannot see beyond. You can't, that 10, 15K that you sell every month, then when there's matric or there is a naming ceremony or a party around you, people came around, then you're able to sell like 25,000. Say, hey, glory to God. You cannot just see yourself do 1 million sales. That's a mental blockage. You can't just see that you will not quit school. Because you are looking at it. How will I pay for next session? How will I pay for the next session? You are looking at factors around you. Mental blockage. Just look at it. How am I going to have it in this course? You cannot just picture yourself have the A. You cannot just picture yourself that this distinction is for me. You can't just picture yourself, I can have these 2-1. You can't just picture though. You are finding it difficult. There's a mental blockage. There's a mental blockage. And we are removing it now. By the word of God, by revelation, that blockage will be removed. How will I pass this exam? How will I gain that admission? How will I run this postgraduate? How can I get a scholarship? You can't just see yourself. You can't just see it. You are struggling to see beyond it. You can't see beyond that imaginary boundary line in front of you. But right now, in the name of the Lord, as many blockages sponsored by demons, first of all, I check them out.
Amen.
And they are gone.
Amen.
I said they are gone.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you have been dreaming or failing, ignore it. You've dreamt that you failed. The thing did not work out. Ignore it. What did I ask you to do? Ignore it. Ignore it. It cannot achieve anything in your life. Let's lift the blockage. First of all, I would like to show you something in the book of Deuteronomy 17. Let's look at 7 verse 17. Deuteronomy 7 verse 17. Are you ready? This is the statement of God to the Israelites. You know, God led them. Where is Sister Nafis at? It's not around? Okay. Now you see, when God led them out of Egypt, he said, I'm taking you to the promised land. That promised land is called Canaan land. But how are they going to enter Canaan land? That Canaan land is being occupied by all kind of people, giants, all kind of tough enemies. And God said, the land is for you. So how are we going to remove these people and take over the place? So they had that fear. They had all these concerns on their mind. But look at, he had promised that Canaan land is yours. So how are we going to remove the people that are worshiping idols and we take over there to worship God? So he gave them a statement. He made them to think over something. Read it. If thou shalt say in thy heart, these nations are more than high, how can I dispossess them? Now you may be thinking that this is saying, if I think in my heart, Pastor Coyote, this thing is bigger than me, how can I, me myself, carry it? No, that's not what he's saying. God wanted to help them dispossess the people that are there. So it's now saying, if you keep thinking in your heart that these nations are bigger than us, God is now saying, how can I dispossess the people for you? Because God needs you to be in faith for you to prevail. God needs you to be in faith. Say with me, say, God needs me to be in faith.
God needs me to be in faith.
To prevail.
To prevail.
God needs you to be in faith to prevail. It's like somebody wants to carry this pulpit. Maybe our sister here. And I now say that she's thinking, this thing is very big. I don't think anybody can move it. So I'm God. I'm now saying, if you keep thinking in your heart that you cannot carry this thing, nothing can move it, how will I now be able to help you remove it? Because I need you to believe that this thing will be removed. Then my power will now be able to work in your favor. Are you getting that? God needs you to first convince yourself that you can get that good grade. You can achieve that desired vision of yours. God wants you to first see cell leaders that your cell members can be stable and responsible. If you keep saying the guy cannot be responsible, the lady cannot be responsible, God is saying, how will I help you achieve it? Because your doubt can limit God. But God is unlimited. In himself, he is unlimited. But by your doubt, he is so limited. That's why Jesus said, if you believe, all things are possible. It means if you don't believe, nothing is possible. It's not about God. It's about you. As far as God is concerned, he is more than ready. Brothers and sisters, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
I'm asking you, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Then, let's leave the level of 50K, 100K, 500K. And let's switch gear to millions, right? I have some things to give to you. You have to see that thing possible first in your heart before it can manifest. If you, look at me, if you cannot see it, you will not see it. You get the difference? If you can't see it in your heart, you will not see it physically with your eyes. You must convince, your biggest assignment is to convince yourself that I cannot fail. Your biggest assignment is to convince yourself that I can make sales of not less than 1 million from this chin-chin. No, if I'm selling spare parts now, I will make better sales. No. Are people buying chin-chin? Do they need it? See it. Now that may be a big ask for some of you. Yeah? See it. Convince yourself. Don't be in a hurry to jump out. First of all, convince yourself. Convince yourself. Those of you in the overflow, you are hearing me. Convince yourself. Those of you that do business, what do you say? You plate air. That's a business. If that's what you do, see yourself. Do that thing, and you have sales of minimum of 1 million every month. The pastor, this one you are saying, girl, shut up. It is because of you that God had to make a statement like this. You have to tell them, stop thinking backward. The reason why the angels of God around you cannot influence some things to you is because you don't have the heart that can receive it. I shared with the leaders yesterday how we negotiated a new venue, right? Was it not a very, very dramatic thing?
It was.
How much per use? How much per use?
250,000.
Per use, right?
Yes, sir.
Per use, right?
Yes, sir.
That means if you want to use it for a day, 250,000, right? Times 30 days. Do the math. And now, who has calculator here? You get the contest now. What you're supposed to pay 7.5 million for, you want to pay 250,000 for it. How does that make sense? If you cannot see it, the angels will be, they won't be able to influence some things to you, because if they bring it, you will not take it. When the power of God is trying to influence people that can call you, I want to make my heir, and you're supposed to build them 150K, and they will say thank you. When they come around you, you will not be able to talk. If you have not first seen, you have to convince yourself, this makeup, I can do minimum of 1 million every month from this makeup business. If you cannot convince yourself first, I didn't say that go and wake up and start strategizing. No, leave strategy first. Convince yourself first that it is possible. It is when the thing has become reality in your heart, you cannot think of, okay, how do we achieve it? I will tell you how to achieve it. But you have to first convince yourself. I told you as a student how I prepared for a particular course. They didn't teach us anything throughout the semester, and it was one of the toughest courses in my department then. I told you down to a day to the exam, there was nothing to read, right?
Yes, sir.
But let me tell you one thing that I never stopped seeing. I never stopped seeing myself have A in this course. How it will happen, honestly, I don't know. But I was ready for it. Yes, I wasn't sleeping in the house. I read. I go to night class. I do everything. A day to the exam, I was in school to read overnight as usual. I was a lazy student. I was extremely hardworking. But what can you do when the systems have serious faults? When you don't teach students, give them materials, what they need to study with, what will they do? We don't even know the course outline. Imagine, how do you prepare for an exam when the course outline is not even clear? This one is saying this is the course outline. This one is saying this is the course outline. This one is saying this is the course outline. How do you pay for such an exam in this Nigeria? They say, may Nigeria not happen to you. Nigeria has happened to me. You should happen to Nigeria. Stop sitting and say, Nigeria is happening to us. No. In Egypt, some men were suffering, but there were some group of people who were in Goshen. The experience was different. You can create your own Goshen in a serious Egypt. See it. And what happened? The Holy Ghost took over. I've shared this several times. Got up in the middle of the night. I was to write two exams. I read the first one. I couldn't sleep because, not that I was afraid, but my mind was so busy. Like, what do we do about this one now? What should we do about it, rather? I got up. As I was walking up and down on campus, walked into an LT, saw my friend with big past questions, like a bundle of past questions. And I sat down. Which one are you reading? I said, nothing. I just put my hand inside one, the middle. I brought out a question, put it on the table. I said, let's solve this so that I can, encourage myself that I did something. And we solved the entire questions correctly and went back to my own LT to go and sleep. Woke up the next morning. I didn't go back to my hostel. I went to go and look for where to wash my face. Went to exam hall. Wrote the first paper, the second paper. We went into the hall in the evening. I will never forget it. Entered into the hall. And when they gave us the question, lo and behold, the past question that we solved in the middle of the night was the same one they brought back. I'm not saying similar question, word for word. In fact, the only thing is that the man carried paper tape to tape the year and wrote a new year, then photocopied it. People can repeat past question, we know. But it's not the same as when they just taped the year, wrote the new year, and photocopied it because the question paper was hot in our hands. Look at my friend. The guy looked at me, winky, winky. The cheapest A in my life. Now, you thought that it was a coincidence that I walked into that guy's class, brought out a question from the middle of the bundle? It's not a coincidence. See, when you retain the vision, the Holy Spirit will coordinate your step into the answer. He led me to pick that one and went to influence the lecturer to use it as our exam question. Make it make sense. Come and see failure. I finished that paper under 20 minutes. Like, it was the easiest in my life. Even the entrepreneurship courses that used to be bread and beans, it was easier than them. So cheap. See it, that you can do minimum. And I'm giving every one of you, this is your new thing. See it, minimum of 1 million. I can make it from this thing. See it. I can have so and so kind of grade in this thing. What's your area of expertise? You are a teacher? I can make a million every month from my teaching skills. Pastor will pay me. First of all, convince yourself that it is possible. Must it be from that primary school, nursery school, secondary school where you are teaching presently? You can be there and all they can pay is 40K. The remaining 960, the Holy Ghost will work it out. But you have to first see the possibility. Your mind will not be opened if you don't first convince yourself. If I did not convince myself that it's nothing but A, I'm telling you that the Holy Ghost will not influence my leg to go to the right place. And it won't be easy for the power of God to go and walk on the mind of the lecturer. Like, duty just look like magic. But that's the way it works. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There are connections now that will never come to you until you change the vision of your heart. Say, the people here, they don't have money. Excuses. Excuses, excuses. Get tired of saying 250K, 100K, 300K. Like, you have to go beyond some things now. Upgrade don't come by God slapping you. Upgrade come by you saying, I'm ready for the next level. It's a manual thing. You have to say, I want to move. Then the power of God will move you and break all obstacles in your path. Convince yourself first. Say, convince yourself.
Convince yourself.
So he said, if thou shalt say in your heart, these nations are more than high, how will I dispossess them? How will I help you? If you are saying, I don't think that this thing is possible, how will I help you? Say, I refuse to limit God.
I refuse to limit God.
I refuse to limit God.
I refuse to limit
the kind of wife, husband you desire. Convince yourself that you can have such person, such partner. Convince yourself that your marriage can be in so and so way. Convince yourself. It may not be working well for those around you. Convince yourself. I'm a different breed. Picture it. See it. Do you know what it means to convince yourself? It means that you really, really have to, you work on your mind. You help yourself. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If you don't see people pay you certain figures for whatever you can do, it will never happen. Go and post the advert. They will just do a capas. You don't know that your thoughts are powerful. Your convictions are dangerous. If you are convinced, I'm telling you, your conviction will pull things to you. Conviction is like a magnet. It attracts things. You get what I'm saying? Come on, are you all here?
Yes, sir.
What was the last thing I said? Really? Can you give the mic to those that can use it? What was the last thing I said? Or you use it? All I heard, conviction is like, yes, yeah.
Pulling things through.
And you are still doing the same thing. Okay, those of you, those in the overflow, what was the last thing I said? Those of you over here, what was last night, eh? You are the one causing the issue. Sister Moni, what are you doing among all the guys here? That voice is deeper than deep. Please, thank you. Those of you at the center, what was the last night said?
Conviction is like a magnet. It pulls things to you.
Don't you see that they said with melody? You, this brother, you need to go for voice training. Those of you over here, what was the last thing? Sister Deborah, say your own, loud and clear. Those are the people causing problem. I just said conviction is like a magnet. Oh, yeah, complete it. No. Right? Say with me, conviction is like a magnet.
Conviction is like a magnet.
It pulls things to you.
It pulls things to me.
That's the way conviction is. It pulls things to you. It's a force. That's why Romans 12 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. If you can change your mindset, your life will change. Your lifestyle right now, your life right now, is a direct reflection of your mindset. When you look at mirror, what do you see? Your reflection. Your lifestyle now is a reflection of your mindset. So I'm reading and I'm really failing. Oh, I don't know what is going on. I'm telling you that your conviction is a reflection. Your mindset is a reflection of your lifestyle. If you can change what you think, how you think, convince yourself. As a student, what did I tell you was my target every semester? All A's. I write out all my courses, A. It doesn't matter what happened in the middle of the semester. I will not change it. I won't change it. And I just gave you an example of a course. I will never change it. When I was actively in media business, the day I told myself, I'm done taking job from this area, that was the end. My job started coming from across the country, from outside the country. Made good money. Why? Because I first convinced myself that it is possible for you to be in Abuja and your major money is coming from other parts of the world. I convinced myself first. Some of you need to lay hands on your heart and you are praying in the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord, Baragat Son Taramanda, I see it. I can do a minimum of 1 million in this makeup business every month. I see it. It's happening. I see it. You, why are you saying it? So that your vision, the vision of your mind can change to what you are saying. Because most of the time, you see that limited mindset you have is a product of the abundance of the nonsense you have heard. It's a product of the abundance of the nonsense you've heard. People telling you, everywhere dry, everywhere blur, economy, the Nigeria has happened to many people. All those information, they create a mental picture in your mind. Then you begin to feel like it is impossible. You begin to feel like it is difficult. That you are a student and you can be blessed to be given millions. You think it is difficult. You think that you have to, no, calm down. Convince yourself. I refuse to be small.
I refuse to be small.
I say I refuse to be small.
I refuse to be small.
So how do you see the writings? Because what you see in your heart is your conviction. That's your conviction. So how can you see? Ask me, say, how can you see?
How can I?
One, determine what you want to see. You must, have you ever seen a building that was not first determined on paper? Have you seen structural engineers come out to come and make adjustments without seeing the layout?
Yes,
it's not done anywhere. You got to get an architect who's going to sketch out the house. In fact, today they do a 3D modeling of your house. You see how everything would be? They put the light, they put everything. And the builders, they begin to build to reflect what has been created. Determine what you want to see first. Sometimes, this is my biggest issue. Because I need to first determine what do I want about this situation. What do I want about this matter? Until I have determined what I want, I don't begin to say, oh Lord, do it. Let it be done. What should be done? You have to first determine. just like I told you on Friday during our campus fellowship for our students, I said, I don't pray anyhow. Just walk and say, sir, pray for me. I will ask you about what. Anything, sir, just pray for me. I don't. If you carry gun and you just shoot, pa, pa, pa. So what is the problem? Sir, I'm just shooting. What are you shooting? Anything. They're supposed to arrest you. You're a killer. Because every bullet will hit something. What if the bullet decides to hit somebody? If you hold a gun and you know that your bullet can create an impact, you aim for something substantial. That was when I talked about target practice, right? You aim for something. So I can't just say, oh, I should pray for you. Oh, Lord, Father, pray about what? I need to have a specific thing. Then I can now release my faith in that direction. Let's now see if there will not be testimony. Determine what you want to see. And I'm helping you. That's why I'm saying that anything you do. Now, overflow, guys, hope you are hearing me. Those of you at the back, hope you are hearing me. All online, hope you are hearing me clearly. I comment myself. You are here, you are saying yes, sir. Are you online? See? You know, some of you are omnipresent. You are everywhere. You must determine what you want to see. I'm helping you. That's why I said, go beyond that level of, I did 50,000. No. Even if the maximum you have ever done is 100,000, with all your gym everywhere, begin to picture it. Convince yourself, I can begin to do a million now. And I'm starting now. Say, I'm starting now.
It's not
about, I will do a million in the name of Jesus. When? Put a time stamp on your desires, on your visions. That's how to grow quickly. Now. Now, as I said it, some of you, your heart is doing beep, 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 beep. It is necessary. It is necessary. You need to combat that fear, that doubt in your heart with this thing I'm sharing with you. You will face it. Some of you now, that lecturer's image flashed back. The way it threatened you guys last week came back. The testimony of your seniors who have entered one chance, everything came back. You will look at your mountain. You will carry your conviction to combat it. You will begin to beat that thing. It's a battle of thought. You will beat it into a pulp. You destroy it. You see yourself prevail. When you now move out, you will discover that it is easy. Why is it that someone who cannot do as much as you can got a better offer, and you that can do much more with even better equipment, you could not get the offer? Your mindset. Say, sir, there's something called long leg. Where you have the longest leg, it's called the Holy Ghost. You have the longest leg. I've given you the testimony of how we were to write the exam as students and the lecturer. How much is A? 5,000. How much is B? 4,000. How much is C? 3,000. That's the rate. And it is not a secret, it's an open thing. It's so bad, on exam day, people came in, wrote matric number, stayed in the hall for 10 minutes and submitted and went out. Because if you write something, it will provoke the man to fail you. So don't bother to write. Just drop empty sheet and come and pay. See, if you have not experienced some things, just thank your God. Some things that some people have dealt with will look like African magic epic plus plus. It will look like Z word to you. If they put it in a movie, you say, it's exaggeration. No, it was not an exaggeration. That's exactly how we did health economics when I was in 2011. Second semester. Health economics, Echo 214. I will never forget it. Empty sheet. Because you know the code. So why didn't the school do anything about it? Well, I will give you the VC then. You call him, ask him. I don't know. All I know is that that's the system. Did I pay? No. I chose not to pay. Did I write the exam? I collected extra booklets. 2. One and a half hours. I used 1 hour, 20 minutes before I came out. out of exam written by around 50 something students, only three stayed till the end of the exam. The hall was empty because people left. Everybody left. I finished, I dropped it. I had my A. Like that protocol broke. My friend that paid, I had C. I told you now, the guy wanted to pay for me. I said, send me the money. Let me go and cook soup. He said, no. And I said, don't pay for me. I just feel like, do you know the interesting thing? I did not even do that because, I don't want to sing. Honestly, I wasn't even thinking about singing. I just felt irritated by it. How can you be telling people that if they don't pay, they will fail? If they now write something in their booklet and submit and not pay, you will now fail them. Well, I just felt irritated. I was never even thinking that, is this sinful or not? I did not even think about that. That was never even my thought. I just felt insulted by it. It doesn't make any sense now. Okay. And I can also gamble with my life. Okay, what if I drop empty booklet and they now transfer the lecturer and they bring somebody else to come and mark our exam script? So I better have my life within my control. Listen, friends. The word is yours. I said the word is yours.
The word is mine.
Determine what you want to see in your heart. If you are struggling to see that image, pray. Pray, 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 and be declaring what you want to see. Declare it, declare it. It will begin to form a mental picture in your mind. If you can picture it, oh God, nothing can take it away. Haven't you read it? When they were building the Tower of Babel, the Bible said God came down and said that these people, if I don't scatter their language, there is nothing they have imagined that they will not be able to do. God wanted men to scatter. They said, no, we put a tower and then we'll be leaving there. All of us will be together. Scatter and take over the world. No, if we scatter, make we bend. We will not scatter, they stay there. God had to come and twist their languages. And he said, these people, you can look for it. That should be Genesis 5 or 6. Said, there is nothing they've imagined in their heart that they will not achieve. That's the power of imagination. Praise the Lord. Sister Mary Kobia, that's the power. Say with me, say, see it.
See it.
Then you will see it.
Then you will see it.
Look at me. Do as I do. Say, see it.
See it.
Then you will see it.
Then you will see it.
Say it again. Say, see it.
See it.
Then you will see it.
Then you see it.
Good. Is this simple for you all? This is simple, but it's very difficult for many to do. You insert prayer. You pray. So I say, Lord, I see it. I see so-and-so happen in this person's life. I see it. I see so-and-so come to me. I see us there. I see us clear so-and-so. I see this set. I see it in the name of Jesus. What am I trying to do? I'm trying to get it to become a picture of my mind. Because until that thing is unbreakable in your heart, you cannot achieve it. Even when the means are dancing around you, you will not be able to take the means. You will not be able to take the means. That's why you are afraid to build some of 500,000. You know that this thing will not work at 400,000. But you can't build people's system. You are afraid. You can't build someone 10 million because you are thinking that what if they say no? What if they say yes? You can't build people. Especially those that render services. Because you know how to do it. You know that skill is money. Because you know how to do it, you feel like, I can do this thing under 30 minutes now. So, what somebody else would build 2 million for? You say, I will just 200,000. Because if I... Then you now hear that someone built 2 million for the same thing. You are like, ha. No! Because you are afraid. You are not convinced that you can earn such amount. You are not convinced that you can give such amount. You are not convinced. You are thinking that until you have worked in civil service for 50 years. 50 years? 50 years? What if the world has come to end by then? What if the word has come to me right there? Rain now. Say, I rain.
I rain.
Right now.
Right now.
I don't care what you do, as long as it is not illegal. In that thing you do, picture yourself not doing less than a million. Arams, are you hearing me? Picture it. See it. Determine it. No failure. Even if you drop empty booklet, picture it. So you must determine what you want to see. Number two, refuse to change it no matter what. The only change that should happen is that you increase it. Refuse to change it. Don't let anything make you feel like you should adjust the vision and reduce it. No, I can do all things. You need to start practicing this word. You need to start practicing it. I can do all things. I can do all things. Say, I can do all things.
I can do all things.
In the book of Numbers 13, we will not read all the verses because I want us to keep to time. But you can go and read it, 13 and 14. Very interesting. The Lord sent some of these people to go and spy on the city of Jericho during the days of Moses. You know, Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt, and they were getting closer to the promised land. Shortly after they left Egypt, imagine that. And God said, in order to boost their faith, you know, when you want to go and buy a car in better places, they give you the key, you test the car, you feel it, you drive around, so that when you come back, you tell them, I want to sell my house to buy the car from you, because you've tested it, you are motivated. If you enter into Evo shop, want to buy clothes, bros, test them. Now confirm. Now because you be my sister. Oh. That's the word he says to everybody. Now because you be my brother. Oh. Because he's trying to get you to feel it so that you can appreciate and pay. God wanted to motivate them. Say, appoint 12 men. Let them go and spy into the land. And then God knows that they would see good things. So he wanted them to come back and say, eh? This desert, even though we are eating manna, there are better things over there. Let's go. But see, may we not work with unfortunate people. I pray for you. If you are wrongly associated, let those associates that are not of God remove themselves from your life now in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. They sent out 12 men. Only two of them had sense, Joshua and Caleb. All the rest, they did not have sense. They got to that place. They came back. The Bible said when they came back, they said the land is beautiful. The land is flowing with milk and honey. It's a good land. But, that's it. But what? We can't take the land. Why? The land is occupied by giants. The people there are bigger than us. They will kill us. Joshua and Caleb were like, come on, guys. Let's go. Let's go and take over. Let's go and take over. He said, no, we are not taking over anything. The Bible said the 10, I call them idiots, the 10 doubters managed to convince the entire population. And did you know that the people ate free manna in the morning? Who crossed the Red Sea? Who saw how God's miracle destroyed Egypt just to free them? They still ate miracle food that morning. They will still eat another one in the night. These men sat down and began to cry. Oh, the Bible said they wept. They were weeping. They were weeping. They were crying and wailing. Oh, Moses has brought us here to die. The Bible said they cried all night. What happened? And God got provoked. Sometimes the things human beings, the things we do. I used to imagine that God would be like, Gabriel, come now. Are you sure you delivered the right message? Say, yes, show me your WhatsApp. Let me see what you said to their pastor. Because I'm not sure these people heard the right thing. How can you receive good news and you manage to imagine it in a wrong way and you be adult cried all night in Numbers chapter 14? They cried all night. Ha! Say, I have sense.
I have sense.
Say, I refuse to be carnal.
I refuse to.
Look at verse 33. Numbers 13, 33. That is the imagination. That's what they saw. It's not their fault. That's what they could see. Huh. Look at it. And okay, let's do something. Show me what you have in 28. Look at their own testimony. How can you have testimony and contradict it? Life in real time. I refuse to be carnal in the name of Jesus.
I refuse to be carnal in the name of Jesus.
Oh, I say I refuse to be carnal in the name of Jesus.
I refuse to be carnal in the name of Jesus.
Okay. 27, look at 27. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. It means they saw with their eyes. this is a good land. Bro David, hope you are following. They saw with their eyes. Ha! They saw it. You know that. If I am seeing 2 million every month from this thing, I can give more. I can even support more. I can do more. I can eat better. It's a good thing. They saw these things. They even brought back some of the fruit of the land. The Bible says some of the grapes were so big, two able-bodied men had to carry it together. They came back. We saw the land. And look at what they said in verse 33. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come out of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. Hold on. People that God has been giving victory all through, that still ate miracle food that morning, they said, we saw the giant. We were in whose sight? Whose sight? Whose sight? And that's it. The imaginations of their heart. That's what they saw. In our own sight, we are as grasshopper. They now added another extra. And so we were in their sight. How did you know? Did they interview them? Do you know the irony of life? The same Jericho, when eventually they would take over Jericho, the Bible said Jericho was shut. Jericho locked up their gates. They did not allow people to go in or come out because they were afraid of the Israelites who had no sword. And these people are saying in their sight, they saw us as grasshopper. They did not interview them. That's the problem. So if I build them, they will not pay me. Why don't you build them first? Why don't you if you don't convince yourself that it is possible, some of you, the price you are charging for your premium is too cheap. Get over the idea of, I want to sell this course, pay me 1,000 naira. So you are thinking, if 100 people pay me 1,000 naira, that's 100,000. Look at you. Don't charge 1,000. How about you charge 30,000? So we buy it. That's the problem. Go and first convince yourself that somebody will buy it. Are you selling scam? No. Are you selling, what you are selling, is it a scam?
No.
If what you are doing is legit and it offers solution, convince yourself it is worth it. If you need to add something to now make it to be really worth it, add it. So you will sell, before you get 100 people to buy, you've wasted data of 15 gig. Then 100 people buying at 1,000 gives you 100,000. How about just 20 people buying at 30,000? Do the math. What does that give to you? How about 20 people just buying, just 20 at 30,000? What does that give you? How many 1,000 will you set to reach 600,000? You would have touched the whole city. You need to start looking beyond your church members. How many are we here? Are we up to 1,000? The word is yours. You need to start looking beyond your neighbors. When you are looking at, you are thinking, my neighbor cannot buy the course at my neighbor, your neighbor, the word is yours. Picture it. You will now see divine ideas on how to even carry your market. You need to carry your market beyond some regions. There are means you will not see until you first determine that this is what I want to do and it is doable. Did you get that?
Yes, sir.
There are things you will never see. There are means you will never see. There are doors that will never open until you determine that this is what I want and it is doable. Conviction is a force that attracts, right? Good. Thank you, Lord. 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 That's it. Say this with me. I see right.
I see right.
I think right.
I think right.
That mental blockage, I live above it now.
I live above it now.
I want to start seeing changes now, every one of you. Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm not saying that, may I borrow this? I'm not saying that this pen, how much is this? The dash, 100 naira. I'm not saying that become unreasonable and say that, okay, this, what's the name of the pen? Lucky. Lucky that me, I said, is now 10,000 naira per lucky. I'm not saying be unreasonable. You know, all you need to do may just be to carry this lucky and put inside a container and put your brand name there. And the lucky will no longer be 100 naira and it will be 1,500 naira. But then, you may not have to go to your friend that you have maybe GSM 101 together. You may not have to go and meet your friend that you are preparing for maybe CHO 444. You may need, you need some other circle of people that will buy it at that range. Here you are getting me. You need another approach to push it out. And that's where the Holy Ghost will come in. That may be when you suddenly jam a promotion idea on the internet and you will use it and it will execute that conviction of your heart. Just got to foresee it. Convince yourself. Thank you, Jesus. You can be here and your chin-chin is going every state. But I don't have the money to produce a mass. First, picture it. Convince yourself. Conviction will pull. Because God is with you. Hallelujah. Is it clear to everybody now? Did you all get it? Is it simple and practical? Okay, that's good. I've given you food for thought. A serious child of God should not play too much. You must learn to sit down and reflect. You need to reflect on these things. You need to go back now. Look at your courses as students. Look at your ventures if you're in the business. Look at your profession. You may be a salary earner. While you are doing that salary job, that skill of yours, what can I do with it again? How else can I make money with it again? You need to think beyond that 4 walls of your school, your company, the government office where you find yourself every day. Think beyond it. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Go ahead and begin to pray for yourself right now. Say with me, every mental blockage.
Every mental blockage.
I delete you now.
I delete you now.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I remove
Christ.
You now.
I remove you
get
now.
Get out from my heart.
Get out from my
get
heart.
Get out from my heart.
Get out from my
get
heart.
Get out from my heart.
Get
open your mouth and begin to pray right
in
now.
The name of the Lord
go ahead and begin
Jesus.
To pray. Go ahead and begin to pray. Garaba Shantalaba. Every mental blockage, I delete you from my heart. Go in the name of Jesus. Rabbi Salamangidi Buya. Deri Bosan Tambanda. Mental blockage, I remove you. Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
You just think you cannot give above a million, really? That mental blockage is lifted now. You will stop asking, who will do this for me? No, 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 no. Remove that mental blockage. Make sure you are praying. Make sure you are praying. All our brethren online, pray with all your hearts. That mental blockage is gone. That parika superamanda.
Won't they get a